Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on this crazy feeling. And
the late, great Buddy Holly, ladies and gentlemen, just boggles the mind if you let your mind, if you love rock and roll, as I do, it boggles the mind at what could have happened had he lived, had he not died at such an early age. Amazing impact he could have had, even though he had that impact in his short life. Quick, welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Enough of that. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a good visit with our good friend, Dr. William B. Connerly. Bill has been a member of our Brain Trust now for, golly, coming up on 7 years, and he's the author of Bizonomics. He's an economist. We're talking about, in the last segment, we talked a little bit about the global economy. Bill, bring us back to our northern hemisphere, western hemisphere environs. What's the U.S. economy looking like these days?
Yeah, I'm seeing slow progress, and I'm forecasting more slow progress. I'm a touch more optimistic than the consensus of my fellow forecasters. It's going to feel a little better, but it's not going to feel so much better that anybody is jumping up and down and saying we've made it, we've turned the corner.
It's like what I'm feeling, Bill. It's like, yes, we've got business. Yes, we're growing a little bit. But it's like people aren't excited about it, right? I mean, it's like people are almost afraid to get excited for fear that we'll jinx it or something, you know? We'll tempt fate. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, that's true in terms of what you see when you talk to people, but it's also true when I look at the actual data on what businesses are doing. They are, generally speaking, not trying to add capacity. There are a few sectors that have been, mining and high-tech, but most of the business spending that's going on is to reduce labor costs or reduce fuel costs, and not a lot of just plain old, let's build a bigger factory.
Well, and I attribute the dour nature, this attitude we have, I attribute it to Washington politics, Washington policies. And what those folks don't understand is that when you take the excitement out of the eyes of American entrepreneurs, when you make American entrepreneurs not feel comfortable talking about taking the next risk and growing to the next level, you've really harnessed a power. You've suppressed a power that could solve a lot of problems, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, we still have a lot of people who are getting up every morning, dragging their rear ends out of bed, and trying to produce a better product.
We all are. Yeah, we all are. It's just that the reason I'm saying what I am is I talk to bankers, mm-hmm. and they tell me I got money to lend. Small business owners aren't asking me for loans. And you and I both know the lion's share of growth capital for small business comes from bank loans.
Yeah, and I do consulting work for several banks, and they're falling all over themselves trying to get the good, solid, profitable business, big
right.
business or small business,
mm-hmm.
to borrow money from them. But businesses are a little bit nervous about borrowing money right now.
What do you? So you're forecasting what? A couple of points growth this year?
Yeah, two this year, 2.5 next year,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's going to be better, but it's not so much better that anybody really gets enthusiastic about it. But at the same time, Jim, that I'm talking about moderate growth, you might call it light to moderate growth, I keep this risk of a recession in my head, and I say, well, gee, what does a business leader do with this dichotomy? You know, maybe an 80% chance that we have, you know, slow to moderate growth, but a 20% risk of recession, and how do you deal with that?
What would be something that would trigger a recession?
I think the biggest trigger right now is Europe, the biggest potential trigger. You can also tell a story about a Middle East crisis or
right.
North Korea,
North
you
Korea
know, rattling
just, stupid,
But I think, I think our big risk is external to the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I'm putting my focus on.
Are you
but I'm also...
Go ahead.
Well, I'm also talking to my business clients about how to be flexible enough that you can grab the growth opportunities if that comes, while also protecting yourself from downside risk.
What are some flexibility practices that they can employ?
Well, I suggest
outsourcing.
Well, yeah, but before you even get to the specific details, I suggest a process of thinking about it. A lot of companies, small businesses, manage their planning just by saying, what do I want to accomplish this year or this next 6 months? Mm-hmm. And I suggest taking your major initiatives and running them through a little filter, saying, gee, is this something we would need if, in fact, we have a recession, and is it a big price tag? And a company can go ahead and implement the things that it wants, whether there's a recession or not, and also implement those things that have a small price tag.
And see, you just described what I talked about in the first part of the segment.
Yeah.
When small businesses are, part of their thought process is how do I protect myself if this thing goes the other way? That is antithetical to the personality of these pathological optimists out there.
Yeah, and I'll confess, I'm part of the problem because I'm telling people, be cautious.
Well, just like me, you think I like talking about this kind of thing on my show. I'm the guy who's trying to help small business owners get better and grow, right? But we have to report the facts, don't we?
Yeah, we do, and try to offer some resilient strategies so that people don't get blindsided when bad news comes.
I've got a couple of questions about the future I want to ask Bill about when we come back. He'll have good answers for us. Bill Connolly, Dr. William B. Connolly is our guest and our longtime Brain Trust member. He and I will be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.